in the Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalad. Or Gimel. Mentioned last week the Eglital, and the question and the Hakdama of the Eglital is the Shachet Shavar Rebbe D'Avni Nezer, huge Talmud Chacham. And the question is, like, if I'm learning, I have to learn Lishma, but if I'm learning L'Shem Ta'anug, I just enjoy learning, I love learning, is that a bad thing or a good thing? Is that Shaloi Lishma? Hard to call it a bad thing, but is it lishma, learning l'shem tainug? So he says that although there are a certain there's a certain ascetic group of people that say that you have to learn dafka and not have any personal joy out of it. So he says it's a ta'us gemura. It's a complete toast, because enjoying Torah is not like a side benefit of learning Torah. The whole mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is the tainug shabai, the pilpul and the tainug and the gishmak. He says that if you'd learn Torah without any gishmak, then there's no chance that the Torah is going to be nivla bedamai, just not going to internalize. So it's not going to get there. So that's so his, what's he saying? He's saying that Torah li sanig boy, Torah has to be lishma. But that is lishma. Here the Nefesh HaChaim, which people, if you look at the Svarim, they always put together the Nefesh HaChaim with this Eglital, and it's not exactly what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying, but I want to examine that. Nefesh HaChaim is saying that what is the definition of limud HaTorah lishma? Not necessarily l'shem, you know, hamtakas adinim or boinei lamois or doing something in shemayim. You're learning Torah to know Torah. You're learning Torah to be a lamdan. Lihisaneg, is that part of the etzem mitzvah or not? It doesn't make any difference because that's not lishma. That's not a getter of lishma. Lishma means I'm learning Torah l'shem Torah. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim says, which, by the way, is a much more as simple as it sounds, it's a much more difficult concept than learning Torah to be Misakin Elamis. Misakin Elamis sounds very esoteric and very, okay, look what I'm doing. I'm making peace in the world. If I learn Torah today, I'll affect the elections, you know, tomorrow. Okay, Beseder, that's probably the biggest Shalei Lishma. But that's... two things. So I want to share with you something here, and I think it's very helpful. The Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos, Pachad Yitzchak, that's Rav Huttner. Well, you just mentioned this Pachad Yitzchak? Shavuos? Oh, this is Rav Yitzchak Huttner we have right here.
Say what I said.
Yeah, this is what you said. It's a really sort of simple and straightforward thing. Shavuos Maimer Vav. He says the following. Let's follow along carefully. HaRambam, Be'olchus Talmud Torah Paragimel Halachehe. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. Tchilas Dinoi Shel Adam Einoi Ela Al Divrei Torah. Tchilas Dinoi Shel Adam. It means that when at 120 years we come to Shemayim, the first question that's going to be asked of us, the beginning of the whole Din Torah of coming to Shemayim, who are you, what are you, are you a Ben Olam Haba or not, says the Rambam, says Gemara, Tchilois Dinei Shel Adam, Einoi Ela Al Divrei Torah. First thing is, did you learn Torah? That's the first question. Okay. Lefichach, says the Rambam, therefore, Yasek Adam B'Torah Shelay Lishma, you should learn Torah Shalai Lishma, Shemitach Shalai Lishma Balashma. Because the Shalai Lishma Balashma. So, What's this Rambam? How does this follow? Let's think about it for a minute. Two questions. One question is that all the Mefarshim ask, the Kesef Mishnah, everybody asks on the Rambam, not the question you're thinking, but that the Gemara, this all comes, the Makar of this is the Gemara, which says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lo Eilu Miyasek Adam Matayro B'mitzah Shalei Lishma Shemitayk Shalei Lishma B'Lishma, famous Gemara. So the Rambam says a person should learn Tayro Lishma, and it doesn't say anything about mitzvahs. Not here, not anywhere in the whole Yad HaChazaka. Doesn't say anywhere. Shemitayk Shalei Lishma B'Lishma. This Lashon appears, why do I have so sure of this? I Googled it. The Rambam says, doesn't say anywhere in the whole Yad HaChazaka, except for here, Shalei Lishma B'Lishma, and he's talking about Torah, and he's not talking about mitzvahs. Why? The Gemara says it all together. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo Eilu Miyasek Adam B'Torah U'B'Mitzvah, Shalei Lishma. That's what the Mefarshim ask. But the more maybe obvious question is, because for that question you have to know the whole Rambam, but the more obvious question is, what's the Lefichach? Lefichach means it's a logical seder. So the logical seder is the Sitz, Tchilas Dinay Shel Adam, Eloi Elo B'Tivrei Torah, Lefichach, therefore, right, you should learn Torah, Shalei Lishma, Shemitah, Shalei Lishma, Balishma, how does it follow? So he goes on to say, yeah, question's clear, yeah? Question is clear. So he says that the pshat is, Torah or mitzvahs chalukim hein b'inyanam. Torah mitzvahs, two different things. Now, I mentioned last week that, you know, Torah is, in fact, I keep mentioning this, Torah is what comes from Hashem to us, and mitzvahs is what comes from us to Hashem. That's the big difference, and it makes a difference in many, many halachas. So understand that. But he says here, mitzvahs, ilulei taima to mitayk shalei lishma balishma. You want to do a mitzvah. Let's choose a mitzvah here. You want to put on tefillin. So on this, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, let's say you're not putting on tefillin lishma. Okay, shalei lishma balishma. But let's say you just do it shalei lishma, period. Forget about shalei lishma balishma. You just do it shalei lishma. So you put on tefillin. You didn't do anything wrong. Let's say I put on tefillin because my Rebbe told me that when I put on tefillin, he's going to give me a quarter. Every day I put on tefillin, he's going to give me money. Okay? Even if you don't say shalei lishma balishma, even if you don't say the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, put on tefillin. You're not doing anything wrong. Put on tefillin. You're not doing it for the ultimate right purpose, putting on tefillin, whatever that purpose is. Shalei lishma balishma. But there's no iser involved. Masha ekein. You do the mitzvah. If it wouldn't be for this, should be taych shalei loy lishma balishma. How you can't iser shalei b'tayra shalei lishma. Blibes an iser. What's the iser? Time of the milsa, misugi the brachas. You see, the Gemara in Bracha says. Everybody knows the Balkari Asir B'Divrei Torah Bishum Kinsinasa. The Gemara darshins that whenever you learn Torah, you have to feel like you're getting the Torah from Har Sinai at that moment. You're a replication of Har Sinai at this moment. We're learning Torah, Har Sinai. So what's up with the Balkari? Man the Sinasa Be'ema Be'Yira Be'Reses Be'Zeya. Afli muda l'dayris kain, says the Gemara, that when we were standing at Har Sinai, we were trembling in Yerushamayim, Ema, B'yira, B'reses, B'zeya, afli muda l'dayris kain, so that's how you should learn. So this guy who's Tamei is not coming, but the Gemara says that's a chasarn in Ema, Yira, Reses, Zeya. Okay, that's a sugya. Why is one a chasarn and the other? But that's the sugya. That's what the Gemara says. V'chazinan, says Rav Hutner, the kisnisinasa hutnai velimud haTorah, that the proper way to learn Torah is kinsinasa. V'chol she'ena kinsinasa areza asura v'aymenes, blibes an isser. It's asser. The shaper mistaber, and it's very mistaber, the limud shalei lishma v'vada edloi havi kinsinasa. So if you're learning shalei lishma, it lacks in kinsinasa besinai. So he says over here, a chiddush, that when you're learning, doing mitzvah shelo lishma, so it goes from parv to good, and lishma is great. When you're learning Torah shelo lishma, it's usser. So now you need the heter of Rav Yehuda Amarav to tell you that loy lam yasek adam shelo lishma balishma should be toich shelo lishma balishma, that even to be over an isser is okay, because to be over an isser will bring you eventually to Torah lishma. Now, first of all, I question the whole yesod that he's saying here. Is it usser? Would it be usser? If not, and if it is usser, how does Rav Yehuda Amarav matter this usser?
He brings them both together.
And he brings them both together. But I'm saying, with kol hakavod to Rav Yehuda Amarav, you can't come along and take an isser and be matter. You need a pasuk, you need an essay decholosis, you need something. Yeah? Takanas Ezer is to be toivol, lekari. He's talking about an isser of limud haTorah. Ezer is not dealing with limud haTorah.
Didn't stem from that?
Of course, Ezra stems from this.
The whole Takanas Ezra
doesn't include, because of the Ezra was because your Nesinasa should be Besinai. But you have another thing you can do, just don't learn Torah. You're a Balkari. So Ezra said, no, you should be Toivo Lukari. No, but what I'm saying is, like, first of all, how does Rabbi Yehuda Merav matter something which is Aser? But the more important question is, so what's the Lufichach now? That since, how do you learn the Rambam? Since Tchilas Dinei Shel Adam Eino El Al Divrei Torah, Lefichach Yaseg Adam Metar Shaloi Lishma, Shemitak Shaloi Lishma Ba Lishma. How does it follow? You have the picture of the Rambam. How does it follow one to the other? So what's he saying? That the reason he's answering one thing. Why doesn't the Torah say? Why doesn't the Rambam bring mitzvos? Why does he only bring Torah? Because Torah has to be Matar and Isser. Okay. It's like a Lamdusha thing. But first of all, the Rabbi Yehuda Merav says both, as you say. So then he says here, a second Yisoid, meaning just to get this clear before I say, the second Yisoid, meaning that for the Rambam to say that you should do mitzvahs shaloi lishma, shemitach shaloi lishma, ba lishma, there's no nafkamina ladina. Either way, you're going to do mitzvahs, lishma, shalei lishma, there's no iser. But by Torah, there's an afkamina ladina, because if you're learning Torah, shalei lishma, it should be aser, but since it's lishma, since it's shalei lishma, ba lishma, it's mutter. Okay, it's hard to understand. Then he says, v'hashta nira, so it seems, the me'achar de inyan zesh, de mitach shalei lishma, ba lishma, hu klali, shalei lishma, ba lishma, haynu she'ena kavana, this is also very speculative. He says that it doesn't mean that put on tefillin shalei lishma, because eventually you'll do put on tefillin lishma. It's a general lifestyle thing. Like why are we Orthodox? Who knows? A million reasons why we're from. I mean, the truth is, if you're a Baal Tshuva, so you have a good, clear reason why you're from. But if you're born this way, then what's, like, I don't know, you know, I was brought up that way, I went to school, or this, I'm afraid. A lot of reasons to go into it. So what he's saying is that when the Shalei Lishma, Baal Lishma is a general thing, like, just be from, and eventually you'll be a tzaddik. He says, it's another yesod, that by Torah, it's not the pshat, like generally learn Torah and eventually you'll come to Lishma. Like the Torah you're learning gufa, the Torah gufa that you're learning, haray Torah ikadrora the yisura. Torah is asr. This Torah is asr to learn, shalei lishma. So you need a heter in the shaloi lishma gufa to learn a lishma. Blaze hoisev kana rambam malach hazu de tchilas dinay shel adam eino ela al divrei teira. Lefichach ein lahachlif as a teira shaloi lishma b'mitzvah shaloi lishma. They can't commit, mix up the two things. V'af ha'goli de teira lishma tzrich liyaz ha'yidei teira shaloi lishma dafka. Ulefizeh advar mechuvarim. The Rambam starts with Tchilas Dinei Shel Adam, Einol Al Divrei Torah, El Inyan Torah Shelo Lishma. Dafka, this whole halach is only by Torah Shelo Lishma. The Ulei Hachtaim of the Rabbi Yehuda, Yekan Mishum Isser, and again the same Yisoid. Okay, let me say what I think is the Pshat in the Rambam, and this is what Rav Huttner says. The kashas are good kashas. I mean, I guess the tarot's a good tarot too. I don't understand. But it would seem to me that lefi the nefesh achayim, the Rambam is not shver at all. He's not bringing the nefesh achayim. But it would seem to me that lefi the nefesh achayim, the whole thing is not shver. Why? Because there are. When it comes to Torah, there are a couple of madregas, three I saw in the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says an Eved Shlema, Perkas, on the Mishnah of Altiyu Kavodim Amisham Shimas Arav Amanas Lekabel Pras, Elaheva Kavodim Amisham Shimas Arav Shaloy Amanas Lekabel Pras. So he says, "Ha'inyan, shloishes mine ma'isim yesh." There's three ways to learn Torah. Let's just absorb this carefully. Aleph, haloi made bishvil pniyos. You're asking a Jew why you're learning Torah right now. So one answer is pniyos ekra b'chdei shikruni rabbi. I want to get kavod. Ulterior motives. Learning for kavod. Learning for money. Kardum lachperba. So the first thing we have to say about this guy is that he's a Meshigana. Like, who learns Torah? What covered? What money? I mean, it's a, but okay, in his mind, like, I'm going to learn Torah. I'm an Ashikur Rebbe. Okay, so that's one. Derech Echad. The second person can say, why am I learning Torah? Shaloi meid bishvil boirai. I'm learning for my Creator. Shiim sechein beinav. I want Hashem to like me. V'yiten loy sachar toiv ba'olam haba. So I'm not learning for ulterior motives exactly, but it is a sort of ulterior motive in the sense that it's a personal thing, right? I'm doing it for schar. Amanas l'kabel pras. The third way of learning Torah, hurak toiv b'yiras Hashem. I'm not doing it for covenant, I'm not doing it for schar. If there would be no covenant, there would be no schar, I would still learn Torah. And I'll add, I'm not doing it even for oineg or for geshmak. I'm just learning Torah because Hashem said to learn Torah. So that's, that's the first way. Don't be like that. Don't be somebody who's learning Torah for ulterior motives. Unacceptable. Ella, havi kavodim amsham shesharav shaloyam anas lekabel schar, which is what? Madrega gimel. Yeah.
Which category would the group of somebody doing for dveikus, the feeling of dveikus?
So doing it, I'm not sure what you mean by dveikus, but if you mean what the Nefesh HaChaim says dveikus, meaning I'm doing it as a religious experience. Is that what you mean? Like I'm doing...
Geshmak, feeling of dveikus.
Doing it for a geshmak. So that's the gray area here, right? But
Two and a half.
No, so the thing is like this. Like, one is bad, and three is very, very good. And two is acceptable. So the Mishnah is telling you, that's exactly what the Mishnah says, according to the Gra. That the verse is telling him, don't do that.
There are two yourselves in
the
Mishnah.
There are two, yes. Where the word loy comes in. So he's going with the scare, so shaloy almanas. Not whether it's loy almanas kabel pras or almanas shaloy le kabel pras. Those are the two gears. So I'm not sure to think of. But I just say this word here, that doing it for completely ulterior motives is usser. It's usser. That's a very high madrega of Torah Shaloi Lishma. That's a very big Shaloi Lishma. Like a person says, I'm an atheist. I don't believe the whole thing. I'm learning Torah. I'm an Ashiyuk Rebbe. I want to be able to stump the Talmidei Chachamim. I want to slug up. I want to write scholarly articles which show the Torah is not Misinai. It's completely Shaloi Lishma.
Just enjoy the intellectual pursuit.
And intellectual pursuit is also completely Shaloi Lishma. Now there's the second guy. Why are you learning Torah? I'm a Yerushalayim. I'm worried about my schar. I want to do what Hashem wants me to do. But why am I learning Torah today? Because I'm getting paid to learn Torah. I'm in the Mordechai Esther Koil, or whatever it's called, and on Purim, and they're giving me $100 to learn. Okay, it's not the ultimate Madrega, but it's a Madrega of Lishma. And then there's the ultimate Madrega of Lishma, that I'm just learning Torah, even if there would be no Olam Haba. Even if we know, if you tell me that you're going to get an oinish for every minute you learn Torah, I'm learning Torah anyway because Hashem told me to do it.
Where's the category of learning in order to know what to do?
Lomad Amanas Lasseis. Okay, so fit it in.
Three.
It's in three.
Sounds like I'm doing because Hashem told me to. I want to do it.
I want to do what Hashem told me to do. So the chesaron is not that I'm learning to become a rebbe, but almanas shiyukur rebbe. Like that's a tnai kafel in it. Like if nothing's going to come out of this learning, I'm not going there.
That's awesome
to do. That's awesome to do.
That's not included. Although...
possibly not included in shalei lishma. So let me according to this gra, and I can show you that the nefesh hachaim. Even though he's talking about Dveikus and what his pshat and lishma is, his pshat and lishma is, I'm learning Torah for l'shem Torah, right? But if what we didn't learn yet is Perek Dalet, and in Perek Dalet says, I'm not saying, says the Nefesh HaChaim, that there aren't higher madrigas of learning Torah. So I would say, of course there are. He says, Ein tzarech e efshe loymer shein tzarech leinin esag haTorah shum Torah machshava v'yiras Hashem chalila. Chalila, and he goes on to say, look, we'll see, Zoyar. Dover Pasha, that you have to have all the grace of Kavanas when you're learning Torah. So I'm learning Torah to, with Mamish totally Lishma, because that's what Hashem wants me to be, and I want to be Mamtik Dinim, and I want to change the Olamais, Avada. But that's not what our normal Kavana in learning Torah is, and our normal Kavana is, it shouldn't be Lakanter, because that would be the first way of learning Torah. It should be, I'm learning Torah, because Hashem told me to learn Torah. You understand? So the Nefesh HaChaim is, I believe, working with Derech HaBeis of the Gra. But let me tell you what it means in very simple language. It means to say that I believe this from my heart that this is true, that If you'd ask anybody here, why are you learning Torah? There may be some shaloi lishmas in it. There might be. But there's definitely, with everybody here, a lishmas I'm doing. I want to learn Torah. I want to do the Ratzon Hashem. Ultimately, I want to be a Ben Olam Haba. So everybody, when the Rambam says that Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, I think it means something completely different than Rav Huttner says. Tchilas dinoi shel adam einoi ela al divrei Torah. What does that mean? Ultimately, I'm worried about that din in Shemayim. Ultimately, I read the Mesillas Yesharim, and I know that Olam Hazeh Doima L'Proizdar, Olam Haba L'Traklin, and the whole idea is to get there, and to get there in good faith, and to be, and that's eternity. And you know what, like the older you get, and the less there is here, the more there is there. You know, like it's of course it's lishma. But like in business, where there's long-term goals and short-term goals, how do I get there? So business, like I say, okay, I want to become a multimillionaire. I want to become whatever I want to become. But the short-term goals is, I want to make this deal. So, like, in the long term, so this is the Rambam saying, I believe this is what the Rambam saying, that licha avada, the tchilas dinay shel adam, is al divrei Torah. So that puts us all into category two of the gra. I'm doing it ultimately for schar. So beseder, I'm doing it for schar. So if I'm doing it for schar, now what am I supposed to do? Just learn Torah. Just learn Torah. So I don't think there would be, as long as your overarching desire, your ultimate goal, is to be a ben olam haba, even if that's not the ultimate gimel, like I'm doing it even if I'm not being a ben olam haba, but if that's your overarching goal, whatever you do here is fine. It wouldn't be aser. Lefichach, therefore, says the Rambam, if that's my overarching goal, it's a whole new way to learn the Rambam, I agree, but consider this. Therefore, says the Rambam, Yasega the Batar Shaloi Lishma, Shemitak Shaloi Lishma Balishma. That is the Shaloi Lishma. The Shaloi Lishma is that I'm learning it because that's Chilas Dinei Shel Adam. And Beseder. So learn Shaloi Lishma Shaloi. But you don't need to say that it's an Isser and you need Rabbi Yehuda Amarav to be Matur the Isser, because all you're saying with Rabbi Yehuda Amarav is he's saying that, look, as long as your main kavana is a good one, like all of us here, our main kavana is pretty good. And he said it by Torah and mitzvahs. Why the Rambam didn't say that, I can explain. But in other words, like if you'd examine Torah and mitzvahs together, package, means that our whole frum existence is in question. The answer is we want to be good Jews. That's so bad. So mamela, do everything shaloi lishma. It's okay. It's okay to send your kid to Mishnah's Baal Peh contents where he's gonna make you know, get a prize. It's okay to try to get some covet out of the thing. You know, the Bali Musar will say that, like, you should keep a piece of chocolate by your gemara, and when you finish the amud, take a piece. Give yourself schar. So it's my whole Torah shaloi lishma. No, my whole Torah is, of course, the only reason I'm sitting here to begin with is because I want to be a ben olam haba. Now, how do I get through to the next hour? The answer is the chocolate. It's not a kasha. Yeah.
Two things. It's not clear from the lashon of the Rambam when he speaks of the first stage in the din of the is how we handle what he called divrei Torah. It's not clear from his lashon he's talking about divrei Torah. It would appear.
I agree.
You seem to mention it at your last remark. It's more like, did you lead a Torah? Did you lead a Torah lifestyle?
Are you Torah-dick?
Right. That would appear to be what he's aiming at.
Except that he says in the next sentence, therefore you shall learn.
We have to learn how to be a Ben Torah.
Okay.
We have to learn how to live. That's fair. The second point I wanted to try to clarify was these three stages of learning Torah. It would be that the first person is someone who's doing it for an ulterior motive in this world. The second person is doing it for an ulterior motive, l'chayra, in the next world.
But still personal.
But it's still personal. But he wants to know how I can do Ratzon Hashem in order to be zoicha to Olam Haba. It's not so much that he's looking for payback.
Right.
He wants to do the right thing in order so that he will be judged fairly. And positive.
Okay, that's still in category two.
The third category is forget anything about payback. Just learn Torah and just live a Torah life because it's Torah.
Okay.
That's how I read it.
That's how I read it too. So good. It's a good synopsis, yeah.
I see the theme seems to be in Shechaim, the whole overarching theme is be a good Jew. Be a good Jew on a simple level, because that does a lot more than you
correct.
Know. Than you
correct.
Know. But, the question is, why does it, the Rambam goes on to say, according to what you're saying.
Okay, so let me explain again.
Shalom Lishma is at a good level. You'll be a good Jew as your life. You have a good.
Why does he need the Baal Lishma?
The Baal Lishma is a very high level. Which most
the first Yesod, let's all learn it together. The first Yesod is that where the Rambam says, the Rambam says, "Tchilas dinay shel adam eino ela al divrei Torah." So it means to say, I mean, I'm just here. I'm here in this with great respect, but just l'man haTorah. I'm arguing with Rav Huttner and with the Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri, and I'm okay. So, but I think what he's saying here is, "Tchilas dinay shel adam eino ela al divrei Torah kavana." This is your general kavana of most Jews. And it doesn't even mean necessarily limudatar, as you say. Like, why am I from? So lefichach, being that that's the overarching kavana. So now in the little stuff, the kavana doesn't make any difference. You're supposed to do stuff lishma, lishma, balishma. That's the way I'm understanding. But if my overarching kavana is good, then I've reached chelik beis or madrega beis of the gra and the Evan Shleima, my overarching kavana. So let me put it in different words. There is, when I do something, there's my big kavana, like the big kavana. If you stop a person and say, why do you keep Torah? It's the big kavana. There was a guy in Australia that he was like a real apokaris, a friend of mine. But he went to shul every Shabbos. So I said to him, why do you go to shul? He says, to talk. That's honest. So there's a lot of people. I'm just saying, a lot of people will talk in shul, but they don't go to shul to talk. So they talk. They talk here, they talk there. It's a hari, it's a tov. They're doing a chesed, whatever. They're happy to see somebody, whatever it is, you know. But if somebody's coming to talk, so it doesn't belong in the shul. Like, that's not the purpose of the shul. Person talks. So that's a different story. So what I'm saying is that, like, what we have to work on, this is, I believe, what you're pointing out. Well, you're saying, Mamash, in a sense, that the whole Nefesh HaChaim is about just being a good Jew and stop worrying about the Olamis. Does he disagree that there's such a thing? Of course not. He also it's Pashut to say, Chas V'Shalom, he says, to say that there's no such higher Madregas. So I could be learning like a big Rebbe and to Abtakas HaDinim and to make the Olamis and to affect this and to affect that and then the coronavirus. You could be doing all that. And possibly Lima Notara has that ability to do. But why am I learning? I'm learning to be a good Jew. So now everything under that is Mutter. Everything under that's mutter, unless it's lekanter, because if I'm doing it lekanter, if I'm doing it as a gaiva, so now what's happening is I'm uprooting my ikar kavana, which is the top kavana. So there's a new reading in the Rambam. But what do you want to say, Yisrael?
Just a slightly different way of saying it is instead of the Rambam, I assume that the Rambam is bothered by the problem of Shanoa Amnas Labal Pras. So he sees in Rabbi Yehuda Amarav an indication that it's legitimate to be concerned with pras, but the goal is to shalom nas pras. So he combines the two maimarim and he says, see, from Yeshua Amarav, you see, you can start off to be concerned with pras
as long as your overarching kavanah is good.
That's what Rav Dessler is
right. Right.
Also.
So I don't know Rav Dessler, but I would say you say it like this, mm-hmm. in a sentence that. Even when you're learning Torah, shaloi lishma, it has to be lishma. Meaning your shaloi lishma is lishma. Why am I learning Torah shaloi lishma? Because I want to be a good Jew. So that's lishma. So the shaloi lishma is on the short term, and lishma is a big term, and that's a whole new reading of the Rambam.
It's similar to a Rambam in the Finnish Rambam that was given. Every Jew wants to do it, it's there.
That's like inside and outside, but same idea. Like there's two dinim. There's two dinim. There's right now I'm doing something shaloi lishma, but why are you doing it? Why are you really, why deep, really, 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 why are you doing it? Of course it's lishma. You know, I'm running a marathon for Laman Achai, okay? So why am I doing it? I want exercise, that's gaiva, I want to win, I want this, I want to, okay, it's all shaloi lishma, but why are you doing it? Because Laman Achai is giving money to tzedakah. Pashut, that's the, you know, otherwise why would you, like Pashut, you need different impetuses along the way. But I just want to make a comment on this. I believe in my heart that that's what the Rambam is saying. He's saying a goal, and therefore that goal is mater everything. Because everything is lishma. I am learning shalei lishma beseder. Learn shalei lishma. In other words, I know I keep saying the same thing, but I'm saying it differently every time. But once you're learning, once your whole and I'm learning your whole Yiddishkeit is lishma, so now I'm entitled to do shalei lishmas along the way. It's the chiddush in the Rambam. But I want to point out, and I'm saying this, that you have a problem. There's a problem with this. Because what happens is, what can happen, is that my ikar kavana is lishma. I want to be a ben olam haba. And therefore I'm doing all shalei lishmas. You know, prizes and money and kavod and all these different things. It's not almanas, that's fine. It's very easy, if I may, to lose our way and forget about the ultimate purpose. Meaning, like, if everything I'm doing is lishma, b'chol yerachecha de'ehu, so that's what I'm doing. I'm being Isaac in the lishma kilu. But for now, the Nefesh HaChaim says it's an unusual type of a tzaddik. That's for the big tzaddik. But if I'm doing it with this overarching background of lishma, but in the meantime, I'm working in this world, lishma, which is mutter. It's mutter. Shalei lishma, ba lishma. But there is a danger, which we see, of becoming therefore superficial and chitzoni, and like losing, we lose the overarching goal. We forget what we're doing. We forget where we're going. Right? There's 100 examples of this. All of life is an example for this, where you can lose the Iker for the tuffle, which I believe why there is an Indian unlike what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying, there's an Indian in many circles to push the Lishma, not to lose your way. You know, I was just reading, just slightly related, somebody gave me a bunch of old Jewish observers. You know what that is? It's like the magazine of the Agudas Yisrael. I think it ended in 1988 or something. So it was 1979, 1980, 1981. It's just fast, a black and white magazine. It was the only Orthodox magazine. There was no Mishpacha, there was no Bina, there was no Omni. That was it, just the Jewish Observer, black and white. Most fascinating about it was the ads, you know. Like, there's no remnants of the internet, no email, no, there was pictures of women. It was a whole different world. Like a sort of a tzvibistik, world, so that was interesting. Okay, we all got better. That's fine, but this one that I was reading, I had a bunch of them. One I was reading was exactly as Reb Schneur Cutler, the Reshiva of Lakewood, was nifter. I don't remember what year that was. 89. It was exactly the year he was nifter, and this was like a memorial addition to Reb Schneur. But there he says that Reb Schneur came to a wedding to be Masader Kedushin. And just tells a story, and the guy sitting next to him, whoever brought him to the wedding, sitting next to him, and it's late, it's going on late. Why is it going on late? Because the photographer is still taking pictures of the chassan and kala, and the caterer is still doing this and that. So, you know, Sir Reb Schneur made the comment to the person next to him. He says, you know, is somebody here taking achrayus for the 1 hour bittul Torah for 200 people? That are here. Is somebody taking achrayas for even people losing money in business that they're sitting there because the photographer wasn't organized? Like, is somebody taking achrayas for this? And then he said, and is somebody thinking about what we're doing here altogether? Like, so what if there's no pictures of the family before? That's not what we came here for. We came here to be b'sabei achasim v'kala. And I have to say, it spoke to me. Because I'm thinking I always think to myself, I'm Masader Kedushin a lot, Baruch Hashem, for whatever reason. But it always hits me that the photographer will stand for the majority of the chuppah right in front of the chassan and kala, so nobody, including the rabbi, can even see the chassan and kala or the whole chuppah. Now everybody's here to attend the chuppah. So why is it exactly that the photographer is more important than the 150 people that came out and put on Shabbos clothes to sit here? Like, why is that okay? So go for a second, you know. So the answer is, you know, Shanasas Adam Bitsalmai. The Iker is the pictures. But how could it be? How could it be? The answer, I mean, the only conclusion I come to is we all forgot what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. Is this a photo op or is this chasana? So I say this, Dvarim, but, you know, Levatolo, Zabrach Levatolo, to say this to the photographer, but why, like, it just seems to me, and, like, if Shaya's saying, and wasting everybody's time, and not even letting them see the chassan and kala, and spending $100,000, which he goes on about to make this into a beautiful, like, we're forgetting what we're doing. So what is he saying? What is Reb Shneur Cutler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha? What's he saying? Take pictures. Nothing against the pictures. Take pictures. There should be a caterer. There should be a suda. There should be everything. Should be nice. But just do it in a way where you're not forgetting the goal of why we all came here. What I'm saying is that it's true Shalai Lishma Balishma, but you can make a religion out of the Shalai Lishma too, and forget our path. And I think you see it. You see it. Forgive me for speaking politics, but if a political situation comes up like we're in now, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Ye'ar Ye'ra calls the Churcha.
Got to get it right.
No, right. What's the lesson of the pasuk? Ve'elach ha'makom asher yivchar. You got to go to the place of the bechirot. No, it's all fine. Look, it's all fine, and it's a schus. I mean, that's the truth. It's a schus, and it's Baruch Hashem, like we're choosing our own destiny. That's like a fantastic thing. But it's like if people are, I'm not saying anybody's doing this, but I'm saying if people are coming together to rally for what they believe is true, and then talking total lashon hara about the other one. I mean, horrible, horrible things. Moitzi shemra, things that who would ever even think to say such things in public about another person? Like, why is that okay? And the only reason. And which is why I stay away from the whole thing. It's just like it's hunting season, open season for. But by the way, it's not just like knocking this politician or that politician, and knocking anybody who has any kind of kesher with it. You know, anybody who, you know, it's just very aggressive. So, but like it feels to me. I just feel a chiyuv to say. It feels to me like we lost the forest for the trees. It feels to me that we forgot the goal. Like the goal is beautiful, the idea is beautiful, the whole idea of election is beautiful. I think it's beautiful. It's like a mitzvah gedolah. You know, you have gedolah and put on big day Shabbos to go vote. I mean, it's a chashuva thing. But if you forget about what the chashuva thing is and you just get into this thing, so what happens is that's the shalei lishma balishma, yes, but then you lose the lishma. So what I'm saying is that the Rambam is talking about here. That tchilas dinay shel adam, which in a sense means, I know this is not what it means, but in a sense it means this is the first thing on a person's mind anyway. But then, so therefore let me do shalai lishma. But it's only, the whole shalai lishma is only mutter on the tznai that the shalai lishma is lishma. It's only mutter if you have this overarching proper feeling. So it would be a good thing to review, like daily in our mind for 10 seconds, like we say, Moida'ani, to review what's the main goal of this thing, not to lose our way. And sometimes, you know, it becomes like, you know, Rabbi Shmuel Salanter, you're trying to get to a minyan, so you're knocking people over on the way. Did you forget what you're doing? Did you forget where you're going? But he says running and knocking people over. But if a person is driving dangerously to make it to a minyan in time, forgot your way. You forgot your way. You're losing. If you can insult somebody for the sake of Torah, you've lost your way. There's no such mitzvah. You need a heter from Gedolei Ador to do such a thing, and they don't give that heter. So it's like Shalai Lishma Balishma. We've got to be careful. The Nefesh HaChaim is talking about peace bays, like the Rambam is saying. But then we've got to keep that in mind at least all the time. Otherwise, it's Lakanter. Okay. Thank you for listening to my.
Are you going to get back to
I'm done.
Because it doesn't seem to judge.